the Michigan Talk Network. More talk now.
It's the Steve Gerber Show on a Wednesday. Predictably, some folks got themselves into a bit of a lather because I called the president out for tweeting at Stormy Daniels, calling her horse face, which is a comment of about a six-year-old and has no place, has no upside, no productivity. He had already beaten her in court yesterday. It was being put forth by the news media after a couple of great weeks with Brett Kavanaugh making his way to the Supreme Court, the economy doing great, Republicans picking up momentum. And this is the kind of foolish tweet that does nothing but get you off message and get you back into a conversation with the media about how Donald Trump views women. And that's the bottom line. And you men, listen to me. Because I've been getting notes from the men in the audience who just seem oblivious to what the truth is. Here's one from MAGA Wolverine on Twitter. Steve Gerber, over 3 years and you still don't understand Trump. If he doesn't use horse face, the mainstream media wouldn't even have reported that he beat Stormy. Now they all have to so they can trash him. Not true. They were already covering it. That's a ridiculous assertion that's inaccurate and flat out wrong. Let me go to the emails here. I'm going to go to Bob, and then I'm going to give you a lesson here, Bob, so you need to pay attention. Steve, love the show, but your tirade this morning against President Trump was way out of line. Yes, prostitute Stormy Daniels lost in court, but that doesn't matter. One of the reasons many people, including myself, voted for Trump was and is his take-no-prisoners manner. It would have been fine for you to mention you disagree with the president and that you have, and you would have been fine, but your vestiges of never-Trumpism are showing. Really? You talk about Trump annoying supporters. You, sir, have annoyed many this morning. I think you can do better. Well, Bob, let me tell you something. You're a bit obtuse on this. The fact of the matter is I predicted in July of 2016 Donald Trump would win the presidency, and I explained why. I've never been on the Never Trump bandwagon. You obviously don't listen to the program enough to know that, so it's an ignorant comment, frankly. But here's the fact, Bob. If you think about your wife, your mother, your daughter, your niece, if they're sitting on the fence, they're like, you know, the economy's doing good, and I don't like the way Brett Kavanaugh was treated. Maybe I will vote for, maybe I will support a Republican member of Congress. Maybe I will vote for a Republican for U.S. Senate. How does the comment of calling a woman horse face help you in any way? You're on the fence and you just heard the president horse face. Why would you vote to support that? Because for a lot of women, it brings back memories of nasty comments they were on the receiving end of throughout their lives. It doesn't help the cause. It's pointless. It's juvenile. It's petulant, and it's useless. Let me take you to some ladies that responded to my comments today. Steve, thank you, all in capital letters, for expressing exactly what I'm sure are thousands of us who feel exactly the same. In your letter and comments to the president that you just read on air, I have sent emails to the president expressing exactly the same thing. He is making it harder for us to defend him, which is ridiculous when his policies are so great and effective. If he just kept quiet or only post positive comments, there would be no arguments the left could make. Thanks for all you do. Love your show. Kathy from Hudsonville. Kathy, you see, Bob, here's a Trump supporter. Do you think she's a never-Trumper because she criticizes the president for calling a woman horse face? What exactly is the upside of that comment? It's not like calling Elizabeth Warren out for lying about her heritage. It's not like calling out Hillary Clinton for being dishonest and having character issues. It's about the way a woman looks. This has no place in the conversation. She's a former porn star. He's the president of the United States. Act like it. Take the high road. All he had to do was hashtag winning. Remember when he did that recently and how well it worked? Do you? Here's one from Nancy. Amen, Steve. Well stated about President Trump. Needed to be called out for his poorly thought out comments. I sure wish he'd hear your spot on commentary. I'm 85 and love your show. Wish there were more sensible people on the radio like you. Keep up the great work and the great program. You're the best. You see, so for you, Bob, and for you other folks that just don't get it, You're trying to get the undecideds to come to your side of the table. You can send out tweets and you can be harsh with all sorts of folks. But attacking a woman for the way she looks or having the appearance thereof loses you support because it reflects more poorly on you than it does on them. And if you don't understand that concept and want to make comments about me being a never-Trumper because I'm calling out what should be called out, then you're completely out of line and you're lost. We need to get more people voting R. This is something that reinforces the narrative that Donald Trump thinks of women in terrible terms. That's what this does. And that's what that tweet did. It just reinforced the notion that Donald Trump looks down on women. And when it reinforces that narrative, how does that encourage women to vote for a Republican or for the president, even when his policies are terrific? I mean, that's what we just learned from the folks that, I mean, Kathy hit it perfectly. He is making it harder for us to defend him, which is ridiculous when his policies are so great and effective, wrote Kathy from Hudsonville. It was exactly spot on. And that's what I'm talking about. Mr. President, we need you to focus. Your policies are working on the economy, on immigration, on national security. These policies are working. Please focus on these things so we can continue to do well. That's what we need. If you've ever had your information stolen, your data targeted, you know what it's like. And if you haven't had that happen, someday you will, because everybody has their data out there and everybody is susceptible to losing it to somebody who wants to use it for, well, for their own good and not yours. Do what I did. Get some identity theft protection. Get the Michigan Chamber's new identity theft protection employee benefit. Just go to stevegruber.com, click on the ID theft protection logo and find out more and get signed up. Do that right now at stevegruber.com. We'll be right back.
There's satisfaction in building something new, something important, and something that will last for generations. Right now, there are job openings across Michigan for construction workers of all kinds. It could be you. Demand for construction workers has never been higher. You can help build roads, bridges, and infrastructure all across Michigan. And remember, construction workers are cool. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner to find out more about opportunities, education, and real possibilities for your future. Click on the Michigan Construction banner at stevegruber.com. Do it today.
Are you finally ready to lose weight and have a great year? Then join me at My Pure Health Solution. I've already lost more than 30 pounds, and that's just the first 30 days. It's incredible. My Pure Health Solutions is not one size fits all, but a custom program just for you. Real food, not fake shakes and bars. Yep, chicken, steak, even seafood, and yes, you lose the weight. I have, and I'm just getting started. Do it now. Get your life back. Lose the weight. Feel great. Get details at MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910 to get started.